Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Aaron Richards, Executive Director at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I also work as one of the co-hosts here on San Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus. And today we're reflecting on a scripture reading from John's Gospel, chapter 7. And we kind of jump around a little bit, but there's some really good fruit here. John chapter 7, we start in verse 1. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. That makes sense. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. When his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were, in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he's speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he's from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he's from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching, and he said, "You know me, and you also know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. This is a great reading for us from John's Gospel, and it's full of a lot of good stuff. And I think what it boils down to is this question: how many times have I allowed my history to disqualify me from the work that God's called me to accomplish? How many times have I allowed my history to disqualify me from the work that I know God's called me to accomplish? I mean, just look at how this happens here in the scripture reading, right? The people sort of assume that because of Jesus's history, he shouldn't be here right now. Is he not the one they're trying to kill, they say? And they look at him with suspicion and with wonder. And look, he's speaking openly, and they say nothing to him. You know, I go through this process myself in my own daily life, even with my wife and with my kids. I'm a professional minister of the gospel here at Damascus, but this happens on almost a daily basis, that I'll go through my mind and I'll hear the Lord prompting me in prayer. I'll hear the Lord prompting me. Now is a great time to speak life into this situation. Now is a great time to speak my word. Now is a great time to speak truth. Now would be a great time to pray with your child. Now would be a great time to offer prayer with your wife. But what does the nagging voice in the other side, on the other shoulder, say? It says, "No, you're not qualified for that." It says, "No, you were a jerk earlier today, right? No, you spoke a word that was frustrated, that came out of the flesh. You no longer have the authority to minister in prayer." I come to believe that I don't have the authority to speak into a situation, to speak to a person right now, because of the way I've acted or the way I've behaved. I want to speak the truth to us today, friends. You have the authority to speak the testimony of Jesus because you are a Christian. Okay? When you were baptized priest and prophet and king. You were baptized into a life where you carry the authority to make sacrifice, where you carry the authority to speak the word of God boldly and effectively, and where you have the authority to minister to creation and to bring creation into order, to be a co-creator with God, to be a king. Let us exercise our prophetic authority. Jesus doesn't allow us to be disqualified on account of our behavior. In fact, he illustrates to us perfectly in this gospel. Jesus, the one whom they were trying to kill, comes in and speaks with authority. And when he speaks with authority, what happens? Even those who were trying to kill him initially we're distracted, we're disoriented by the power of His Word. We don't need to worry about the fact that our history will disqualify us from an effective proclamation of the gospel. Why? Because when we proclaim the truth will stand for itself. God, I pray that as each one of our listeners discerns today how you're calling us to proclaim the truth of your word, that we would no longer hear the lie that says we're disqualified from the call to evangelization based on our past behavior. This has been a scripture reflection on John chapter 7. And once again, I'm Aaron Richards, a missionary here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.